This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
One of the biggest barriers to people seeking help for anxiety problems, depression, and disorders like generalized anxiety disorder is the social stigma associated with mental health problems. Social stigma is the negative view that others can project onto people who reveal particular imperfections or problems. Social stigma is one of the reasons why education and awareness activities are seen as important in both preventing and understanding mental health problems. Wayne Cho has just completed a marathon run across Canada. The purpose of his run was to raise awareness for anxiety and depression, which affect a significant portion of the population, but are often misunderstood and neglected. Wayne has said that he wanted to run across the country to talk to people who are currently battling anxiety and depression and share their stories. He wants to let people know that these illnesses can happen to anyone, and they do. Wayne Cho is with us in the studio today. Welcome to People First Radio, Wayne.
Thanks, Kevin.
It's nice to meet you in person.
Yeah, it's nice to be here after running around town to find a location.
Yes, we did have a little extended musical interlude there, but nonetheless, you're here now.
Yeah.
And I want to remind our listeners that we spoke with you last week when you completed your run in Victoria. Congratulations again on that accomplishment.
Thank you.
When did you first experience anxiety problems?
Well, probably way back when I was around age 8, when I actually my that's when the anxiety, I guess, symptoms started. I have had it all my life, and I didn't know that it was anxiety disorder.
How did anxiety affect your life?
Well, it actually affect all aspects of my life. When I was in school, I was considered a chronic worrier. For example, simple things as studying for an exam. You know, even though I study all I could, did all the preparations, but the fact that I was so anxious that it affect my performance on the exam itself. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes I just get so nervous that I didn't get to complete the paper. And oftentimes, you know, when the teacher or prof comes to collect the paper, I'm like, no, I'm not done yet. I've got to answer in my head. things like that. And other areas includes my work. I had a hard time, forming a cohesive working relationship with my colleagues because of my anxiety. I tend to be more tense, not able to socialize with people as easily. And in fact, at work is where I hit bottom. At one point, I felt so hopeless, felt things so dark that I just couldn't get out of this mood. Fortunately, at that point, then I discovered running as a way of alleviating my anxiety symptoms. Mm.
You've said that you discovered in a psychology class that you had anxiety and depression.
That's right. I actually, in the past, seen a counselor at university because of the stress and all that. I was not diagnosed at that time by the counselor. I don't believe the counselor, I wasn't diagnosed. And so when I went back to school to study psychology in 2005, actually it was the first psychology course I took. I was reading my textbook. I'm like, darn, I got anxiety. Then I that stigma regarding mental illness kind of hit me. And I had a hard time accepting it at first. Then I learned that, well, it's something that affects so many other people. Based on the statistics, and if it affects up to some research said that it can anxiety, depression, and mental illness can affect up to 20% of the population. So if it's so common, that everyone, you know, is susceptible to it, mm-hmm. then I'm like, why should I be ashamed of it? You know, it's something that can happen to every human being, similar to physical illnesses, similar to cancer or diabetes. So if it's such, you know, and it's the truth that I have anxiety regardless if I tell people. That's the truth. So it is what it is. And that's why I basically decided to run across the country and just let people know that it's, you know, so common that we don't have to be ashamed of it. And it's better that we be open about it and deal with the illness.
You're listening to People First Radio. We've been talking about anxiety and depression today, two common mental health problems. Wayne Cho is our guest. Welcome back to People First Radio. Wayne Cho has spent the past year running across Canada to raise awareness of anxiety and depression. He's in the studio with us today. We're also joined on the phone by Jay Anderson, who recently worked alongside Wayne in managing his Cross Canada run. Welcome to People First Radio, Jay.
Thank you.
Wayne, hi, Jay. Sorry.
Wayne, you wrote on your website that you wanted to run across the country to talk to people who are battling anxiety and depression and share their stories. I'm wondering if both of you, Jay and Wayne, could tell us just briefly a bit about some of the people you met on the road. And Jay, maybe you could start.
Sure. I vividly recall a lady we met in a tourist office while I was waiting for Wayne to catch up with the support vehicle, who spoke to me when she saw the sign on the back of the RV, "Speak Up for Mental Health." And what she said was that her husband has been medicated for depression for the last 30 years, 30, and that sadly their son passed away at age 21 due to depression-induced suicide. And that really struck me, because so many people personally affected or one degree away from somebody who's personally affected by these illnesses.
Wayne.
That's one of the, I guess, experiences that we came across. I basically, you know, all along the way, from the very first beginning where I basically I started out from Newfoundland on my own, and I had to basically hitchhike my way back after running up to 40 kilometers a day. I had to depend on people to give me rides. And in that process, I share my stories, and I have come across people who suffer depressions. Actually, one of the a couple in Newfoundland who drove 50 kilometers to give me a ride, they both suffer from depression. You know, through most of their lives, and you know, they share their stories with me, which was, you know, inspired me, and you know, the lady whose mom also suffered from depression before her, you know, is basically suffering the same fate, and also come across people in gas stations, just casually chatting to them. And they would tell me that, oh yeah, my son is affected by depression, anxiety. School teachers that we met along the way when I went to schools and speak to students, you know, they told me about personal stories.
Jay, how did you come to be involved in Wayne's cross-country run?
Wayne and I are both members of a global hospitality sharing network, which has connections within the country, and as you may be able to tell from my accent, I'm actually Australian and a tourist in Canada at this time. And Wayne had reached out for assistance. He'd posted a message in a group that I happened to read, asking for someone to come along and help out by driving and managing.
What did you learn, if you can, you know, sum it up in just a few sentences? What did you learn during the course of your work with Wayne?
I guess a couple of things. One, one, I guess, big lesson for me is that even though statistically mental illnesses affect 1 in 5 Canadians, according to the Canadian Mental Health Association, I believe the real number is much higher. So many people are touched by these illnesses, and the stigma around them is completely unnecessary. I also definitely picked up a lesson in persistence from Wayne, in just his manner of approaching the run literally one step at a time. It's an incredible way to look at life. It's just take one step at a time.
Thanks, Jay, for taking the time to join us today.
My pleasure.
And thanks, Jay, for the kind words.
Okay, bye-bye. This is People First Radio. Anxiety and depression, though common mental health problems, are still subject to stigma and shame, one of the many reasons why education and awareness activities are so important. Wayne Cho is our guest. He's just completed a Cross Canada marathon run to raise awareness of anxiety and depression. Wayne Cho has spent the past year running across Canada to raise awareness of anxiety and depression. He's in the studio with us today. We're joined at the moment on the phone by Michelle Laporte. And Michelle, welcome to People First Radio.
Thank you.
Hi, Michelle.
Sorry, Wayne, your mic was off there.
No worries. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Wayne. How's it going?
Good, good.
And Michelle, we just spoke really briefly with Jay, who was one of Wayne's managers, and I think that you were managing a lot of the technical details for him as well.
Yeah, I was there just before Jay, and we had kind of a four-day overlap, so we were all together for a little bit of the trip.
Tell us about your experience.
Yeah, I met Wayne in Toronto back in the end of January, and right away we knew it would be a good business partnership to see how we could work together with the Cross Canada Run. So I started with him at the beginning of February, planning some of the logistics for Ontario, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba. And I did a lot of the PR and planning speaking engagements, setting up the accommodations for the trip across those three provinces, as well as driving the RV and doing a bit of cooking.
Was it stressful?
Sometimes, yeah. The weather was often a stressful factor,
yes.
Especially since we were living out of the RV for the most part. So, you know, the winter in places like Manitoba or Northern Ontario is a little cruel at times. So the weather was stressful, and sometimes the coordination of the RV or just being on the road for different amounts of time was a stress factor, but we had way more fun than stress, so it's totally worth it.
Wayne, tell us a little more about the technical aspects of doing a run across Canada.
Technical aspect?
How long are you on the road each day, and how did the weather impact you, and did you ever think that you weren't going to make it, or did you think, you know, we need to take a month off, or, you know?
Actually, I had doubts since the first day I began. That's how it was. I started with no one driving for me. Throughout the trip, I basically ran solo, no support at all for 61 days. Mm. So there were a lot of doubts when I, you know, start off running the day, and I wasn't sure whether or not I would be able to get a ride back to where I started. And there were doubts when, you know, I was running in, say, minus 40 degrees temperature. My arms were frozen, legs were frozen, and I wasn't sure whether or not I can make it to the next day. Honestly, for some time, every day after my runs, I thought, this is the last day. Mm. I'm going to, you know, finish and go home because it's quite challenging to be running on my own. I had doubts when I ran out of resources to continue. But the fact that I had faith in people like Michelle and Jay, who are willing to sacrifice some of their time to help. Basically, we've been working several on the road, doing everything we can. Sometimes, actually, I slacked off a little bit, but most of the times, you know, we are constantly working on promoting awareness. You know, Michelle would be contacting schools, organizations, and even mental health centers for us to get connected with the, I guess, communities to further promote the awareness.
Michelle, we only have a moment left. We're just about at the top of our hour, but we wanted to call you and invite you to join our conversation. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we say goodbye?
No. I hope that you were able to talk to Wayne about all of his positivity around mental health, because he's just a wonderful spokesperson for this cause, and I was so happy to work with him, and people should just be you know, really on board. Check out his website and keep up with the Cross Canada Run, because it's not done yet.
Thanks very much, Michelle.
Thanks so much, Michelle. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And Wayne, just as we shut down the program, so to speak, for today, I'm wondering if you could share the location of your website.
Yes, it's www.crosscanadarun.com.
www.crosscanadarun.com. Wayne Cho has just completed a Cross Canada Marathon run to raise awareness about anxiety and depression. Thanks for joining us today, Wayne.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Having it.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.